Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Tuesday morning, so we are talking about getting healed, becoming complete, entire, and whole, spirit, soul, and body. Our blog is at wecanprepare.org, and you can always get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. Our topic that we're getting into now, we're going to start talking about our new identity, our new nature, walking in victory. In other words, why are we getting healed? It's not just so we can be healed, but so that we are then able to live as God intended us for us to live here on this earth, as overcomers in victory, learning to rule and reign on this earth now over all realms of reality, the spiritual, the supernatural, and the natural. If you ever need a quick overview of those three realms, check out the link on our profile page. It just has chart the three realms of reality. It's a PDF. It might help you just keep track of what we're talking about as we talk about the three realms of reality. And again, if you've learned something different and it works for you, that's fine. The whole point is, are you doing it? Are you ruling and reigning now through dependence on God? This is not about you getting stronger or trying harder or accomplishing something for God. This is about God having already given life in your spirit, that life now flowing through your soul and your body. So we're not trying to accomplish or achieve anything. We aren't working to become sons. When you're born a son, you're born a son. That's it. Now, just as all sons, we grow up. But we're not growing up in our spirit. Our relationship with God is settled. So when we talk about maturing, there's a confusion there. People think that maturing, you get older, you grow up in God. But actually what's happening, the change that's taking place is the hindrances are being removed between your soul and your spirit. So it's not about trying to, and it looks like we might be having some trouble with some sound, so I'm just double-checking some things. Looks like everything's going out okay, it's just that it may not be working on the online. So what we want to look at is when we evaluate the process and what our role is, we see that we are overcomers. That's our identity, that's our nature, that's our character. It's not about us, again, achieving something. We're instead learning to live like who we are, according to our true identity. So trying to accomplish anything out of our own strength now, for us, is hypocrisy. Because we're trying to do something that's already been done. And as we recognize our new nature by experience, we recognize and experience the freedom, the authority, the responsibility that comes with knowing Him, that comes with depending on Him, that comes with being a son. Now, we are always with Him. In your spirit, you are one in Him. But it is so foreign to our way of thinking, our life, and what we're surrounded with, and what we've been taught, what we're even taught historically. So the work is to learn our new identity, to know it, experience it. The purpose for getting healed is so that we can live as the sons that we are. You're a son of a king. Whether you realized it or not, you were and are. But now you know, and you're going to have to catch up. Your kingdom includes the supernatural and natural realms, and you're going to have to learn how to rule over them. So we're going to go through some characteristics of overcomers. Hopefully this will give you some idea of the new expectations, the new boundaries and cause and effect and characteristics. So we'll start with as overcomers, we learn to live, move, and have our being, not our doing, in the spirit. So it's not about, obviously, our actions. It's not measuring up. It's not doing. It's not being productive. Now, you will be all those things, but likely you won't even notice it because you'll be so focused on God, on your relationship with Him, on enjoying Him. This is where the whole idea of obedience can be so confusing, because we think obedience, to be obedient, you need to know what He wants you to do, and you need to, you know, be about doing it. And then when you do it, accomplish it, then He'll reward you. And we have all these weird, you know, then there's the whole thing about the disobedience. And that's as probably damaging to our relationship with God. We have this idea that if something goes wrong in our lives, whatever your definition of that is, that it's because of, in some way, shape, or form, disobedience. That, you know, we've let sin creep in, that we've let the enemy creep in. We feel guilty and responsible when we can't hear Him. And so we have this idea that because of our actions, God's actions are restricted. Even His actions on our behalf. In other words, we're so powerful that by our disobedience, we can keep Him from intervening on our behalf. When we think about it, that's just plain old arrogance, that we think we're that powerful, that we're able to keep God from doing something He wants to do. We can't. And as a reminder, you are what's important here. parents have a lot of trouble with this. You know, their whole world revolves around what's good for their child. The problem is what their child is learning is that their value is as a child, not as a person. So parents are in need of learning to value themselves objectively. In Christian circles, I'm sure you know those whose, especially women, but sometimes fathers as well, their identity, their self-worth is tied up in how good of a parent they are, a mother or a father, or a husband or a wife. And it's how well they're raising their kids. Their value is in what their kids will accomplish when they get older, and they will take credit for that. But what they're actually teaching their children is that your value is not in you, but in your children, what you're doing, what you're passing along. And that's not God's view at all. If you don't value yourself, how are your kids going to value themselves? You're setting the example of how to treat yourself. Think about it now, the way you're treating even one another, the way you're treating yourself, the way you're allowing yourself to be treated. If that was your son or daughter and their spouse, would that be something you'd want them to live with? So many couples stay together thinking it's a good testimony to God, and yet their kids know how miserable they are. And they think, if this is marriage, if this is love, no thanks. We've got a lot to think about. And unfortunately, because of some preconceptions within the church, within organized religion, not necessarily the church, but organized religion, we can't even talk about it. And there's some things we need to talk about. But as overcomers, when you are setting the example of knowing God, there's a drawing there. What's passed along to your kids is a desire to know God. Not, are you behaving Christ-like? Not, you know, do you swear? Do you watch bad movies? You know, do you gossip? You know, we all have our little checklists of what qualifies us to be a good Christian. No, it's if you are pursuing God, dealing with your stuff, if you're depending on Him for your needs to be met, God will draw all others through that. And you know your kids are just kids for such a short period of time. If you can instill in them an example and a desire to know God, that's your job. And it's done by example, not by words. Habits are caught. They're not taught. Values are caught, not taught. So as we are embracing our identity as overcomers, it will have an effect in our lives. We will reprioritize. We will reestablish proper relationships according to dependence, not according to what religious standards we might be accustomed to. But don't worry, there's no rush. Wherever you are right now, that's where you are. Let God guide every footfall. Your present is, you're overcoming your present moment right now is your gateway to overcoming time. That's the value of living in the present, is because it's through the present that we overcome our past and our future. So that's part of overcoming. Learning to walk in the Spirit is not as hard as it is sometimes made out to be. As we go through the healing process, God is faithful to provide each of us with exactly what we need to learn to depend on Him. You're a unique person in a unique situation, and God has unique training opportunities for each one of us. Our focus needs to remain on living out of our new identity as spirit beings, not on getting healed. We move from being wounded Christians to healed overcomers. We learn the skills that it takes to get healed, because you will get wounded again. But we no longer see ourselves as wounded. His ways are not our ways of doing things. Until we are also found in Him, which is His goal. The more we are depending on Him, the more of His life is flowing freely from our spirit, through our soul, through our body, to this world. Our ways become one with His. Our mind becomes one, our will becomes one, our emotions become one. Then your mind is free, your will is free, your emotions are free. His ways are not easy, but they're simple. He will reveal them as we go along. Overcoming reveals healing. Learning how to live as overcomers reveals our own personal healing, the healing God's done in our lives. Often, God will heal us without our even knowing about it, until after the fact, and we find ourselves in a situation where normally we would be experiencing hurt or woundedness. But when we experience that same old place, that same old rejection, and it doesn't hurt us the same way. Now, rejection's going to hurt. We're not trying to avoid hurt. We're avoiding, learning to avoid woundedness, being wounded. There's a difference between being hurt and being wounded. Being hurt comes to pass. We are hurt, we experience it, we say, ouch, but it doesn't hinder us and it doesn't take root in us. We don't believe a lie about it or accept a lie. But woundedness is protecting a lie. A lie that we're holding on to for our own reasons. Sometimes we don't know what those reasons are, and that's why we go through this process, is so that God can reveal the lie. We receive the healing, and then very often the hard part comes where we have to change our thinking, change our beliefs, change our habits. Very often change relationships, future plans, a lot of different things, because God has interfered with our pity party. As we change our focus from getting healed to living whole lives now, here, on this earth, God will deliberately put us into situations which would previously have been painful in order to reveal our healed wounds. Then our willingness to be wounded again gives God the opportunity to reveal his work in our lives. We're no longer afraid of being wounded, because we know that we know how to get healed. And we know the process of getting healed has its own joy. We also learn to depend on his acceptance as we learn to accept failure without taking it personally and even be willing to try again as often as he says. We learn that we can survive making mistakes. We can survive losing, so we can see how far we've come, which in turn provides encouragement and confirmation that God is continuing to provide healing as we continue to depend. The cycle goes on in the manner and the form and the order of God's choosing for you. Now, fortunately, learning to live as overcomers, we also learn to prevent unnecessary future wounds. Yes, some wounds are unnecessary and can be prevented. As we learn to walk in dependence, receiving our life from God alone, we overcome the enemies that made us vulnerable to unnecessary wounding. Though we will be rejected and wounded in this life, much of the injury that is inflicted is not necessary, but permitted by the Lord in order to give us the opportunity to overcome. As we daily join him in what he is doing in our lives, he reveals how we, as individuals, get wounded in the first place. Most wounds come from believing lies about ourselves, about others, and about God. So the Lord reveals truth. Himself, his nature, what he says is true. Remember, though, that God loves us and has everything under control and is working out every circumstance in our lives to bring us into the fulfillment of his purposes. As we overcome, we learn to see things from his perspective and move from believing he loves us to knowing he loves us. The more we experience that knowledge of his love, we taste who he truly is. And that gives us the new strength to take the new direction, to take the new way of believing and knowing things, because we have experienced his love. This is not about having a good teaching. This is not about taking this and sharing with others. This is all about you experiencing God's love for you. He will not let you continue to live wounded. He will not allow you to deny your identity. One way or another, whether it's in this life or the next, you will have to turn and face him. And let him remove those garments that have kept you protected from the truth about you. Change is hard. He knows that. We all know that. But the only place there's no change is in the cemetery. Now, freedom is worth fighting for. And it was for freedom that he set you free. Once you've tasted that freedom and experienced his unbelievable and unexpressible love for you, don't go back. Don't want half and half. Don't settle for less. And even all those, God will make a way for you. He will keep you in the way. Every process we go through is the way he expresses himself to you and through you. You will be rejected. You will be wounded. So what? That's what we're here for. When you learn anything new, you make mistakes. When you're learning to ride a bike, odds are at some point in time you're going to fall down and skin your knee. But if you put your effort and your energy into it, you keep riding and you'll get good at riding your bike. And you won't think about it anymore. And you won't even think about how many times you scraped your knee or hit your head or bumped your elbow. Learning, we make mistakes. That's it. So what? Let's learn how to make those mistakes well. And try again, and try again, and try until you know him, until you're satisfied. And yet we ask, Lord, don't let us be satisfied with anything less than everything you have for us. Now, there's a difference between being satisfied and being at rest. We can be hungering and thirsting for him and still at rest. And that's where he's bringing us. That we come at every opportunity, every challenge, every need for us to overcome from a place of confidence and strength and rest. Because we have experienced his healing. We have experienced his love for us. And we have experienced his reality. We'll be continuing on next Tuesday with more characteristics about overcomers, for overcomers in the overcoming life. Until then, we'll be getting back together again on Thursday at 7:30. Have a great week. We'll see you then. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great day.